From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush today unveiled an ambitious new plan for U.S. space exploration. He called for the establishment of a base on the lunar surface, with astronauts spending long periods of time on the moon by no later than 2020. And he envisioned that base as the launch point for astronauts to eventually travel to Mars.
Returning to the moon is an important step for our space program. Establishing an extended human presence on the moon could vastly reduce the cost of further space exploration, making possible ever more ambitious missions.
The president spoke at NASA headquarters in Washington this afternoon. His plan also calls for the space shuttle to return to service, but for those craft to be retired by the end of the decade. The shuttle would then be replaced by a new generation of spacecraft.
There are big questions surrounding all of this, including the cost, which is still unknown, and the degree of public support. We have several reports today on space exploration. In a moment, we'll hear some of the history of the space program and from children about their thoughts on traveling to Mars. First, NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from the White House with details of the president's plan. Don, this story started to leak out nearly a week ago, but we now have some specifics on the timetable. Could you walk us through that?
Right, and the president made it a point to say today it's not a race but a journey. So he does not want this to kind of echo that space race dynamic of the 1960s. But as you said, we start with the shuttle, getting that up flying again. It's been grounded almost a year now because of the Columbia accident, and the shuttle will be used to finish building the International Space Station, but then it'll be retired for good by 2010. On a separate track from that is work that will start immediately, work on the design and creation of a whole new manned spacecraft, not a next-generation shuttle, but something totally different. It would have its first test flights, the president says, by 2008. That's soon. Manned flights by 2014, and then manned trips to the moon between 2015 and 2020. And once on the moon, construction of a base, a station, will begin there, and astronauts will begin spending extended periods of time there. And from there, eventually, the date put out there today is 2030, manned flight to Mars.
And since we're talking about something entirely new, what kind of technology will it take to do this?
There are many hurdles that would have to be cleared to meet the timeline as laid out today. The president talked about future space station experiments to research the effects of long-term space travel on humans. He talked about finding resources on the moon that could be used to create oxygen or to help create fuel for further missions to Mars and elsewhere. But there's a lot of learning and a lot of discovery that would be required.
And the cost? Some estimates out there say this could cost many hundreds of billions of dollars.
Right. The White House is being careful not to put any kind of big total cost projections on it. And for now, the NASA budget for the next 5 years will see only modest increases. It's currently at about $15.5 billion total. It'll go up on average about $200 million with an M, each of the next 5 years. That's according to a White House document we got today. It's a really small increase. And to put it in perspective, there are reports today that the administration is planning on budgeting more than $1 billion to defend and promote the institution of marriage in this country. So that kind of puts the dollars in perspective.
Now, the president rolls out this ambitious plan at the start of an election year, which has prompted some of his critics to say that this is really about politics. What does the White House have to say to that?
Well, he's putting this out as the kind of big proposal to demonstrate that he has a big vision, that he has big ideas for the country, ideas for people to get excited about. But it has raised those charges, that he's trying to avoid his dad's fate, that of a president who lacked the vision thing, as the elder Bush referred to it. But there's also, again, a huge debate about whether the country can afford this when so many people don't have health care, when Social Security needs help, when schools don't have the funds they need. To counter that, the president says any investment in space more than comes back in terms of the benefits to society.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.